Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Leon Francis, this is the Common Sense Club, and we have a real treat for you today. We got Rob Port, Say Anything Blog, sitting in for Scott Hannon. He's going to guest host the 9 to 11 portion of What's On Your Mind with Todd. So stay tuned for that. Always love it when Rob Port stops in. A little bit of common sense in a media landscape that is bereft of such, in my humble opinion, man. It's pretty nuts. And a couple of the news stories that we're going to talk about today come right from the Say Anything blog. So I'd love to get your take on a couple of the stories that we're going to talk about today. A lot to talk about, locally, internationally, or nationally. The one comical story that I just want to mention, I'm going to ask Blanquita about this, is have you seen the Joe Biden, the little video clip? You know, he's there, he's with, the guy is standing there, Ashton Carter, the new defense secretary, he's standing there, and he's giving his speech, and there's, like, Joe Biden, like, creepily behind Carter's wife, like, hands on her shoulder, really familiar. Like he's smelling her hair or something. I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh wow. I don't. If it was my wife, I'd be a little upset. I'm just saying. But I'm looking at him, and apparently he. This isn't the first time he's done this. And you know, if you look at that, and someone put together a big montage of all the Joe Biden, you know, next to women, standing beside or behind, and that sort of thing. I think the guy needs a trank. I think he needs a tranquilizer when it comes to the fair sex. It just looks weird. I don't think I've ever come into work. It's all, you know, a male boss, you know, Biden-esque, I'd say. You got to see it if you haven't seen it. You just got to look at it. And tell me, what do you think? Do you think something's off there? To me, she looks a little uncomfortable. I'm just saying, man. There you go. Joe Biden, I think he needs a tranquilizer, in my humble opinion. Now, I'm going to bring up 2 points this morning, and I know one of them because I had a discussion about this one briefly before. I was like, hey, man, let's just agree to disagree, because whenever I talk about marijuana, my libertarian friends tend to, you know, just break off into, I don't know, man. It just, common sense just kind of leaves the room. But, North Dakota House bill defeats medical marijuana bill. And that was 26 to 67. And I'm going to do a mic drop. And I'm done. You want to call in and talk about it, you go right ahead and we'll discuss it. But I thought it was, a good point to bring up, you know, because this happened. It was a hotly debated topic, that sort of thing. And just wanted to throw it out there just so you know. If you didn't know, if you hadn't heard, the North Dakota House defeated the medical marijuana bill 26 to 67. So there you go. Fargo, 4 degrees, feels like negative 20. And I heard yesterday, it's been going on for a couple of days now, folks up north and on the east there were all wee-weed up about, I think, 2-degree weather, or maybe it was negative 2-degree. And I'm like, really? That's like a Tuesday for us. You know, people, stuff was shutting down. Kids are like inside, bundled up, afraid to go outside, just freaking out. And I'm just like, I've seen kids walking. As a matter of fact, when I first met my my wife, mother of my three kids, the winter we had like tons of snow on the ground, and she had a skirt on. And picture this, I'm like fresh off the boat from Louisiana, hadn't been here for very long, and the first time I saw her, she was like standing up, she was trying to direct me to wherever I was trying to go, and she was like outside. She had a jacket on, but she had a skirt on, and I just thought that was nuts. But that's the kind of hardy folks that North Dakota produces, apparently, because we don't think that, you know, 2-degree weather is anything. It's nothing. 100 inches of snow on the ground. You know, we're out there playing, making castles, that sort of thing. Anyway, Fargo, 4 degrees, feels like 20 below, so that might be a little much. Tioga, 12 degrees. Man, that's a sauna. Feels like 7 below. And there you go. Something else I really, really want to discuss today, get your take on, is the fact that, you know, we talk a lot on this show about the DUI checkpoints and the constitutionality of them and this, that, and the other thing. The bill to ban, you know, DUI checkpoints, well, that was shot down. But I want to see where you're at with this. And I posted this on my social media before. I don't believe that DUI checkpoints are in any way, shape, form, or fashion constitutional. I don't think they're effective. As a matter of fact, I think they, stand right in the face of anything this country stands for, and that's, you know, freedom of locomotion, that sort of thing. And I have posted ad nauseum about this. Well, I saw this story about this lawyer, and what he has done is brilliant. It's in my humble opinion. I want to see where you're at with this. So this attorney printed up these signs that basically says, I remain silent, no searches, I want my lawyer, and, please put any tickets under windshield wiper, I'm required to sign, and he gives the century code, that sort of thing. And he said, and right there on the sign, he says he's not opening his window, and he said he will comply with clearly stated lawful orders, and he has his driver's license and registration and insurance card right there. Now, I've seen the different spins on this. I've seen people putting them in a bag, a clear plastic bag, you know, this sign and the driver's license and all of that stuff with a clearly printed statement on that and just hanging it out the window. And I think that was somewhere down in Texas. But and I've seen some success with that. Police officers and highway patrolmen reading that and then, you know, doing the right thing, in my opinion, allowing the guy to go forward, to go on. And I saw him do this like, 10 times. I thought that was brilliant. So I want to see where you're at with that. I mean, we've had this discussion before. We've had this discussion right here on this show. Some folks say, yeah, DUI checkpoints, they save lives, this, that, and the other thing. And we've also had the side that I'm on. I do not believe that they're constitutional. I think that they fly in the face of liberty, but that's just my humble opinion. But I want to see where you're at with that. So, 855-200-1776, extension 2, you're live on air, into the conversation. Tell me what you think. And you can talk, we can discuss this throughout the show. We're going to have Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum, in the very next segment. But I think that's a good discussion point. I really do, especially when we're talking about the DUI checkpoints, the fact that the bill that would have banned those checkpoints was defeated. And where do we go moving forward now? I mean, I could, seriously, I could see me driving down the street, and instead of turning off when I see a checkpoint, just hanging this bag out the window and hoping against hope that the police officers and highway patrolmen will honor that. Because in my opinion, it's completely constitutional. You don't have to self-incriminate. You don't have to incriminate yourself, and that's what you're doing when you roll that window down and you speak to the officer. But if all of your pertinents are hanging outside that window, there you go, man. It's said and done. You're not breaking the law in any way. I just wanted to get your take on that, though. I mean, I think that's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Another thing that I want to touch on today is, have you seen Betty Grandy's post on Say Anything about the new 50 Shades of Grey movie that came out? Definitely want to talk about that before I leave the airways today. But on the other side of this break, Ellen Ratner, Blankina Cullum, right after this.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique, patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now, and the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal, but hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and the two lovely ladies I have on the line with me, one hailing from South Sudan, man, Ellen Ratner and Blankina Cullum. So, Ellen, how are things going out there this morning? Outside of being hot?
What time at the psyche? Today I spent some time at the psychiatric hospital because in my past life that's what I did for a living, and it was extremely interesting. They have a lot of very complex psychiatric problems here. They do have some medication, but, you know, there are two psychiatrists in the entire country, so they got a lot of problems.
Did you say in the entire country?
Do you think you can make a dent there? And have you identified from your history what they need?
Well, they definitely need a lot. And we're actually, if you know any volunteers who are listening to this program who are in Alcoholics Anonymous, we are actually looking for some people to come on over and run some AA groups because they do have a large alcohol problem here. Moonshine is what we used to call it.
Ah. And I'm wondering if Doctors Without Borders has folks in there that have the training to come over. Did you say two professionals there that deal with psychiatric problems?
The problem with Doctors Without Borders, and I'm sure somebody from Doctors Without Borders will call me up and yell at me, is that they provide amazing medical care. They don't do a lot of training of people. And the nice part about Alcoholics Anonymous is that it's a person-to-person program. You don't have to be a professional to run a group. You just have to be a recovering alcoholic. Wow.
Huh. So, and how would a person who has that type of background or that type of expertise, how would he get in contact with someone to come
well,
over
they
there?
They just need to go to our website, Goats for the Old Goat, and send us an email. We'd love to hear from them.
Oh, good deal. That is good to know. And I'll put that on my social media and talk to some folks that I know. Wow. So, Ellen, anything else you want to let us know about what's going on over there in Sudan?
No, the weather's nice. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking over the Nile, and I'm happy to argue politics with you.
Good deal. As always, first thing right off the bat, have you seen the pictures of Joe Biden with Carter's wife as Carter's giving the speech, the defense secretary asking Carter?
Yes,
I did see that.
Yes, no, I am well aware of that photo, and I'm well aware of what the social media says about that. We do get the internet over here. And as Victoria Jones, our very own news notes person, said, that was just a Bidenism.
I'm looking at a
Bidenism that I think is, I honestly think the only thing that, I think it was pretty harmless for Biden, but I have to say it just takes him more out of the running or in consideration to be a president. I think this is not going to happen with Joe Biden.
I don't know. I've seen some.
I like Joe Biden, but what I think this is, honestly, is he's old school. A person who shall remain nameless, who Blanquita and I both know, his girlfriend just dumped him. And I said to him, you know, you think these kind of sexual innuendos and jokes are funny, but it's 50s and 60s. People don't put up with that anymore. And it's the same thing with Joe Biden. It's an old school kind of thing. People don't do that anymore.
And I'm looking at him, and you can see that. I have a ton of pictures here, even with a highway patrolman, and Biden has his hand, like, casually on the guy's thigh, and the guy does not look amused at all. I think that there's some credence in what you're saying. He's just kind of old school, and he's kind of touchy-feely, and I don't think he really thinks about how his actions affect the people around him, because there's not just Ashton's wife. There's like a ton of pictures that I'm looking at right now.
And I just thought, think of it as, and Leon, and look, you know, I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden, but I have to say that I kind of agree with Ellen on this one, in that Biden forgets that there is a social media out there, that there are television, that there's radio, that there's all this kind of stuff going on. And people are watching him. He just looked at it like they're friends. They're in his house, giving her a hug.
He's smelling her hair.
I'm surprised his wife says, do it again, and you're going to never touch anybody's hair again in your life. You know?
All right. Now, let's move on to something a little more heady. This whole, and I've heard this for a couple of days now, kill them with kindness. President Obama, some folks in the liberal media, with the whole Islamic terrorists, you know, they don't have jobs. They wouldn't be doing certain things if, you know, if they had more resources allocated towards them. How much weight should we give that argument, Ellen?
I don't think the killing with kindness argument is going to hold. These people are very vicious, and part of their viciousness is cloaked in religion, but it's not that. They want money, they want power, and they want territory, period.
Do you agree, Blanquita?
I do, and the thing of it is, I would like to see the president actually meet with some people other than members of Muslim Brotherhood in the White House and include people that need to be at the table, even members of the Congress. I think that this is the kind of thing that's going to come back and bite him later. And and Harf, who is the spokesperson, along with Jen Psaki over at the State Department, what a joke. I mean, they put glasses on that woman to make her look smarter. I think they ought to put glasses on her mouth so she'll talk smarter.
Oh, wow. And I guess, when Obama says, you know, they have a legitimate grievances, he tries to split religion from terrorism at this summit. I want to ask you, though, can you take religion out of terrorism, especially when we're talking about Islamic extremists? Do you think that that's possible? And I'll throw that to Ellen.
Absolutely. You have to take religion out of it because these people are not religious. They're crazy.
No, yeah, but they're...
No, you can't, Ellen. You can't take it out. The fact of the matter is they're using religion. This is why guys like the president of Egypt make such a difference, because he's trying to say we as a group need to stop these guys. Look. You've got religious fanatics from everywhere, but they're not killing and burning as people in masses and using and inspiring people to join using religion. And I think you have to label them for what they are, or you can't really fight them.
One more thing. What do you think about the rise of anti-Semitism? Just across the globe now. I was watching a video of a guy, of a reporter, who put the, I think it's called a yarmulke, on top, on his head, and walked through a neighborhood. I mean, and the reaction was nuts. And I think we'll talk about that tomorrow, because that music means we're right up against the break. God bless your efforts, Ellen, out there in the South Sudan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blanquita, as always, for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back right after this.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for, you'll get the best price, and you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. I do not think you can divorce religion out of terrorism, especially when we're talking about this whole Islamic extremism. I just don't think that you can have one without the other, because they're kind of symbiotic, man. These folks are using religious extremism. They're using the Quran to recruit and to brainwash these young guys. And, you know, I just don't believe that you can divorce the two. And if you have a different opinion, 855-217-76, extension 2, voice your opinion. Now, on a lighter note, I'm looking through these pictures of Joe Biden with Ashton Carter, and Carter looks oblivious to what's going on, but his wife does not look comfortable, man. And then I'm looking at a series of pictures here, and they range from older women to it looks like maybe 11-year-old girl. And Biden I guess this is his thing to touch. It's just weird. And none of these women look comfortable. it's nuts. And as a matter of fact, there's also a picture of Biden, and he's sitting at some conference, and there are military and highway patrolmen, sitting around him, and he has his hand, like, just kind of absentmindedly on this rather large highway patrolman's, kind of like his mid-thigh. The guy does not look happy. And there's a couple of guys that are looking at Biden's hand, and it looks like in their head they're going, hey, what is this guy doing? I mean, what's he thinking? If you look at the pictures, wow, that's so much. Maybe that's why they don't take him anywhere, because of stuff like this, because of photo ops like this. This guy could never run for president. I mean, good gravy. The campaign against him would just be too fun and too funny. Anyway, we were talking about touching on the whole kill him with kindness. If you have an opinion on that, feel free to call in 855-217-76 or on any of the topics that I touched on today. The DUI checkpoint, I really wanted to have a discussion on that. I mean, normally when I'm on these airwaves and I'm talking about DUI checkpoints and whether or not driving is a right or a privilege, I even kind of got into it with Rob Port, a brilliant, brilliant guy. But most folks think that driving is somehow a privilege, and I don't believe that to be the case. And I would gladly offer some case law, the Constitution. I mean, there's just tons of evidence to back up my claim that I believe that driving is a right, not a privilege. But everyone I've ever heard on, especially on media around these parts, I'll say, is, you know, driving is a privilege. I don't believe it to be so. And if driving is a privilege, that means DUI checkpoints, they are completely constitutional, man. You can't even argue with it. If your driving is a privilege, then, you know, they could stop you and do whatever they want. And your whole Fourth Amendment protection, those go out the window. You chose to do that. You don't have a right to be on the road. It's privilege. If you disagree, I welcome the other point of view, the opposite point of view. Same thing with the medical marijuana. I think you guys and gals know where I stand on that. I'm like, no, because people are going in and they're saying, you know, I'm depressed. I got glaucoma. My boyfriend left me or girlfriend left me and I need something to get me. And it's never going to be for but what it's ostensibly for, ever. So I'm glad to see that, you know, the medicinal marijuana bill was defeated. I don't think it's a North Dakota thing. I don't. But sadly, I've seen that North Dakota kind of trending left. And some folks might not believe that, but I've seen it. I'm seeing a trend, man. And whenever you got folks like a Flackle that keeps getting reelected, Judy Lee that gets reelected and reelected, there's a problem, man. there's a problem. There was also a Gallup poll. Let me see if I can find it here. And keep in mind that just a day ago, we talked about, you know, a Gallup poll that we all agreed was pretty nuts. The one that said Obama was the most admirable man, according to, United States residents, anyway, in the world. And Hillary Clinton was the most admirable woman or female. And it left me kind of scratching my head. I'm like, who are you polling? And this is Gallup. This was Gallup poll. So, you know, take this for what it's worth. North Dakota goes from one of the top 10 conservative states to one of the top 10 moderate states. And that's a Gallup poll. Think about that. So we went, and I can see this trend. Some folks may not be able to see. I can totally see it. I know there's a ton of really good conservative folks here. Even I would go so far to say as leaning libertarian and libertarian. But I've also seen this trend. And the whole anti-discrimination bill is part and parcel for this conversation. A bill that's not needed. It's a solution in search of a problem. Yet it passed, you know, over the objections of very reasonable, rational folks, despite the fact that there was no one there that said, you know, that came and testified and said, yes, I was discriminated against because of my sexual orientation and blah, blah, blah. I was kicked out of my home. I was this, that, and the other thing. No one was there. No one said that. Yet it passed, man. So I don't know. To me, I can see this trend, and I think that this Gallup poll is pretty accurate. And I'd even go even further. I'd say not just moderate. We are trending left. Maybe not as fast as the rest of the country, but we are definitely going that way, man. Sally, out in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
I think I kind of agree with you, Leon, because the vote last week on Common Core should be an indication that something's going wrong with North Dakota's legislature. And maybe it's just people not watching, not paying attention to them because there's so much going on. But I think people need to get in touch with those people and say, look, you know, do you really know what you're doing to our kids here with this Common Core? that's a far-reaching. The ripple effects from that kind of a problem we'll be dealing with for many decades. So I think that's something that's an indication. It tells me that they're way left of center. The smarter states have been, getting out of that found out what it was. But the other thing when you're talking about Islam,
yes.
I think the thing is that people need to understand exactly what Islam is. And those people that are doing the horrendous things that we read about in the news and we're seeing on the TV screen, those people are following the book that they of their teaching. Those people that we look to be quote moderates in our view, those people are basically regarded as apostates by their holy book, by the practitioners of
yes.
So those people are at some hazard themselves to even speak up. That's why we don't hear much of it. We don't hear a lot of.
And you're completely right. And I think of something else. I think of this. I think our policies over there, if you're a moderate Muslim or what we would consider, a decent, good Muslim that doesn't want to kill, behead, and set people on fire and harvest their organs, that sort of thing. You have to be afraid for your safety, because even if you just take the Chris Kyle movie, the sniper movie, and I'm looking at that family, and that's an impossible situation to be in. On one hand, you have our military in there saying, we're going to take you to Gitmo if you don't cooperate. And on the other hand, you got these folks that are going to kill you just because the American troops were in your house and they talked for more than 5 minutes and you didn't get taken out of there in handcuffs. So they're in like an impossible situation there. They can't say anything.
Yeah.
They just kind of have to sit there. And think about this. Even when we're in there and we're purportedly giving them help, they cannot be assured that we're not going to pull out and just kind of throw them to the wolves, because that's what we do. We don't finish the task.
We've left them hanging out to dry time after time, and then we go in and we undermine those regimes that we might actually view as moderate for whatever reasons, like that whole Arab Spring thing was a disaster.
That is a long conversation there.
Anyway.
I think it's a conversation that we need to have, because I don't think people understand the back and forth and the dynamics and our politics. Sorry, go ahead, Sally.
Yeah, well, that's right. I was going to say they also don't understand. We don't understand in our culture the concept of taqiyya, which is part of their teaching, which is ingratiate yourself with your enemy, which would be in their view us, and let them think that you're friends, but don't ever be friends. So, even a lot of people might appear to be nice people, and the guy down the street that's nice. I think we have to be very cautious about believing that, too. I hate to say that, because I want to believe that people are nice. I want to believe that. Most Americans want to believe that. But that can be our undoing if we don't understand where they're coming from.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sally.
I'm glad you're having this conversation. Thanks, Leon. Bye-bye.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks, Sally, for calling in. And again, I look at this, and especially when you see people, I think, and I'm probably going to get a little flack about this, I think that folks like Obama and Hillary, I think that they are dangerous. I really do. I think that the blood of a lot of folks that died in this whole conflict are right on their hands. We'll discuss on the other side of this break.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to this last segment of the Common Sense Club. And I mentioned this earlier. Go to my Facebook page and check out Betty Grandy's post that I have up there. We've all been having this debate over, you know, the 50 Shades of Grey, the book, the movie, that sort of thing. And we've also had a pretty heated discussion about, like, domestic violence and that sort of thing in our society. And Betty Grandy has married those two issues brilliantly in that piece, Say Anything Blog piece. And I'd highly encourage you to either go to Say Anything Blog and scroll down and find that piece, or I have it on my social media. You can just go there, click the link, and it'll open right up. I would really, really encourage you to check that out. Second thing, I absolutely agree with Sally, and I would even add at this point, moderate Muslims or the quote-unquote good Muslims, they are, I don't blame them for being silent. I mean, we see what those guys do. We see how fickle our government is, you know, when people actually stand up for their rights. Prime example, if you haven't seen the American Sniper movie, check out that family. Check out what happens to that family. And just think of the two choices that father has. Either one is bad. The only thing you can do is either run, or, you know, board up your house and just kind of try to hunker down and not play sides at all, because you absolutely will die if you, you know, talk to the Americans and they leave. You're dead. That's what happened to those 45 people that were burned to death. We had a base really, really close. Or you can go with the Americans and go to Gitmo, because you won't give up any information. I think those are impossible scenarios. And I think most folks would just, you know, would rather not get involved. I mean, I think about if it was me. It's just nuts. Anyway, we were talking about the right to drive and the DUI laws and that issue. Because it's in the news, it's relevant, and we just had to build, defeat it, that would ban, you know, DUI checkpoints. And we have a voicemail that called in talking about that, so let's roll that.
Hey there, Leon. I just wanted to comment on the driving. You know, I think why people think it's a privilege is because when we're growing up and we first get our license when we're a teenager, our parents just instill in us, hey, this is a privilege, this is a privilege. And the reason it's privileged is because we're a minor and we're driving our parents' vehicle, and we're privileged to be driving our parents' vehicle, and we're still under their care. But what they seem to not realize is, hey, once you're 18 and you become an adult, now you're an adult in this society with all those rights and that come with it. So, no, now you fall under, it is a right. So I completely agree with you. When you're a minor, it's a privilege. But then when you're an adult, it's your, absolutely your constitutional right to drive a vehicle. And the police have to adhere to those rules. And I think that's absolutely a good idea that, hey, if you want to just stick that baggie with, here's my pertinent information, and this is all I have to give to you, then, well, that's your prerogative. I have no problem talking to cops personally, but that's because I'm not guilty of anything. So thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks, man. And that's where I'm at. And I don't think you have to be doing something wrong to want to protect your constitutional rights. And I hear that argument all the time, even with my friends in media and some conservative friends. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, that's not the point, man. We don't have our constitutional rights if we're only when we're, you know, what ostensibly anyway, doing the right thing. They are yours. They're not to be taken away or bantied about or diminished in any way. And I think that kind of comes on the hill of dumbing down our folks when it comes to civics and things like that. But that's another issue. But there is tons of case law that support my thoughts on whether or not driving is a right or a privilege. You have a Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago, Ligari versus Chicago, Boone versus Clark. Just tons and tons of case law. The use of that uphold the ideal that the use of highways for the purpose of travel is not a mere privilege, but a common fundamental right of which the public and the individual cannot be rightfully deprived. And I believe that. Thomas versus Smith, the right of a citizen to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property thereon, either by horse-drawn carriage or by automobile. It's not a mere privilege which a city can prohibit or permit at will, but a common right that he has under the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's from Thomas versus Smith. I mean, and there's tons. Tons, tons, tons. Stay tuned for Rob Port, who will be guest hosting for Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell. Want to run Larry's call about Joe Biden. Let's run that. And then I have a call to action I want to get out to you folks.
Leon, why can't Biden run for president? Being a pervert didn't seem to hurt Bill Clinton at all.
Oh, man. Call to action, call to action. House will be voting on House Bill 1453, and that's the Student Data Privacy Bill. Keep your eyes on that bill and then email the entire House and make sure that they stand with parents. We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents freeze-dried turkey, freeze-dried ham, and the no-bake casserole unit February sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.